Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, January 15th. No longer can skincare companies rely on overwrought descriptions of rare ingredients to win customers. This year, artificial intelligence rules the booming industry. Two companies made waves at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas last week: Neutrogena, with a relaunched selfie-powered skincare analysis app, and L'Oreal, with an AI hardware invention that mixes customized skincare products for you at home. Neutrogena's Skin 360 app uses facial recognition software to analyze your flaws. The selfie technology was built using 10,000 facial databases of multiple ethnicities and ages ranging from 7 to 70, the company claims. Neutrogena also says it instantly analyzes everything from wrinkles and dark spots to under-eye circles and fine lines. It then takes that information, pairs it with a database of Neutrogena lotions, serums, and potions, and comes back with a personalized skincare recommendation. But wait, it doesn't stop there. There's a built-in behavior-based digital coach to give you an 8-week regimen along with content that prompts you to build the habit. Because apparently we want to track everything from the number of steps we take to how much sleep we get and now how closely we're adhering to our skincare regimens. Owned by Johnson & Johnson, Neutrogena competes for attention in our pocketbooks in an ever more competitive space. The skincare and beauty industries have been growing increasingly more AI-powered, too, as is evident from L'Oreal showing off its own invention called Perso. The device won't actually launch until 2021, but when it does, Perso promises to mix up custom foundation and even lipstick for you right there in your bathroom. AI and other technology is so big in the beauty biz right now that it feels like that's always been the case. Hardly. As with anything new, some early experiments faltered. For example, does anyone remember Neutrogena's first try at a skincare analyzer some 2 years back at the 2018 Consumer Electronics Show? Well, to make it work, customers had to pony up $50 for an extra hardware device, an idea that didn't exactly pan out. But it did give Neutrogena's skin tech team valuable information about what consumers wanted, the company said in a carefully worded press release. First on that list, so-called tool-free analysis, hence the selfie scanning, which, despite all the buzz the app received at CES, is not brand new. Olay pioneered the selfie analysis as long ago as 2016 when it launched its skincare advisor. At least on the surface, Olay's app is similar to Neutrogena's. Using your phone's camera, you take a makeup-free, smile-free selfie and answer a few questions about your skin concerns. Less than a minute later, a brief report shows up telling you how old your skin appears. Lots of fun. And which Olay products to purchase. By the way, Olay also asks if their assessment of your skin's age is correct. My producer says when she tried it, it was spot on. Both the Olay and Neutrogena apps recommend only their own products, of course, but they each have hundreds to choose from, resulting in potentially thousands of different combinations of products in any one recommended skincare regimen. When it comes to skincare sales, artificial intelligence is a serum that, you might say, plumps them up. Within 2 years, according to Forbes, the Olay Skin Advisor had doubled Olay's conversion rate, meaning the number of times customers looking at Olay products actually buy them. But AI-powered skincare tech isn't designed solely to sell more existing products. These programs absorb a ton of information, not just what your wrinkles look like, but also your age, environment, race, and ethnicity. Olay asks what worries you about your face. Neutrogena wants to understand how much sleep and exercise you get and how much stress you experience. In the hands of marketers, imagine what all this data could bring. It certainly helps big brands create more personalized products and gain valuable insights about just how to sell them to you. So scanning your face is a bit of a trade-off. Oh, sure, you may learn some information that you might otherwise have had to pay for from a human skincare expert, and you might find personalized product recommendations helpful too. But know that in return, you're giving big companies an awful lot of your own personal information. Hard to cover that up. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. We would love to know more about you, but we'll ask you to voluntarily tell us. Do us a favor and fill out a brief anonymous survey over at wondery.com/survey. We're so grateful to have you listening. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.